Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to carry on with that theme from the previous show and talking a lot about Valentine's Day today. In the studio with me is one of our favorite chefs, Teresa Carl Sanders from Island Vittles. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks.
Good morning. I love that you come over from the islands, to join us.
I did, and I got on the bus this morning. I've had a very peaceful, lovely morning so
far. We're going to talk a lot about what you've been up to. Later in the show, Betty French from Investors Group is going to talk about tax time. Well, that's not Valentine's Day, but, you know, down the road, you'll give yourself more Valentine's Days if you're prepared. Melissa McCormick from Ricky's and Cleo is going to talk about some fashion looks for spring, but also maybe something you can wear for the big day. Lisa Smith from London Drugs has some specials going on right now, so if you need to buy your sweetheart a gift, lots of fragrances on sale and gift packs. But we always like to talk about food off the top because, you know,
food's a big part of Valentine's Day.
It is, and you've made reservations already.
We have. Yeah, I have been a bit busy, so I've been spending less time in the kitchen, which is actually a bit refreshing and nice. And my plan included phoning my husband and telling him where I wanted him to take me, and he made the reservation, and that was it. But I'm making dessert. If I don't have a plan, I get very antsy very quickly. I'm not the relaxed person that you see.
Some people are really planner, like, what's a plan? And others, like, I hear the word plan, it kind of makes me a little squirmy because I don't really like to have one. You know, I like loosey-goosey.
I can do loosey-goosey within a planned framework.
Okay, I get it. Now, you're going for sushi, but you're doing dessert when you come home.
Yeah.
And why is a homemade dessert, because it seems really fussy and you can buy stuff, why is it better to make a nice dessert?
Well, I'm making ice cream. I'm doing something really simple. Cream. Japanese food is not known for their great desserts. So
That's true.
You know, I won't go there, but I've seen some bad jello desserts in Japanese restaurants. I prefer to make homemade ice cream because I like homemade things, but it's tastier. I think it's creamier. It's certainly cheaper. If you buy a really nice ice cream in the store, it's going to cost you, I don't even know anymore, $8, $9
it
for
is.
One of those 500.
Yes.
Yeah. So this chocolate gelato recipe that I put on islandvittles.com yesterday is a fantastic one. It doesn't have any eggs in it. It's not particularly fattening. It's got cream in it. But if you look at what ice cream usually has in it, it's a lot of egg yolks. It's a custard. That you freeze. So it's a lot of egg yolks, a lot of sugar, and a lot of cream. This one is just thickened with a little bit of cornstarch and cream and some sugar.
And do you need to have one of those ice cream thingies?
They help. But, you know, a Tupperware container that you can put a lid on and put in the freezer and then stir every half an hour to get the ice crystals off the edge of the Tupperware.
Is that the trick then?
Yes, just you want to stir it. If you look at an ice cream maker, that's all it is.
Really?
All it does is stir.
So it's a cold cylinder, so it's the same thing as being in your freezer and stirring it.
Exactly. So it takes longer to do it the old-fashioned way with just a spoon and a container, but you can get wonderful creamy results. You don't need to have the ice cream maker.
So how much time would be involved in making it and then in setting
it? Unless you have all day and you're going to be home all day on Valentine's or when you're going to serve it, you want to make the mixture the night before because you have to heat the cream up to melt the chocolate. So then you put it in the fridge and get it really nice and cool and cold before you start making the ice cream and pouring it either into the ice cream maker or putting it into the freezer. You want to start with it cold. Don't put it from the pan into the Tupperware container and into the freezer thinking you're saving time. That's not going to work.
So desserts take time and you have to...
Desserts take time. They don't take a lot of active time, but they take a plan, like
There's
we said
a process.
Before.
And does your hubby appreciate it? Like, is it delicious?
It's totally delicious. And I must say, if you're not a chocolate fan and you want something a little lower fat, last week I had a blueberry frozen yogurt on, which I used maple syrup instead of sugar, and I cut the maple syrup in half, and it's a really nice, tangy blueberry frozen yogurt that is just as creamy as that chocolate ice cream I was talking about. It's really good.
Now, at Island Vittles, you post things once a week on there because you have another website now, which you're doing to a blog. And we'll talk about that. But if you want to get some great desserts, look up islandvittles.com and you'll see the ones that were posted yesterday with all great instructions and pictures.
Yeah,
your
and
cookies.
I've linked and lace cookies lace that cookies. Go really beautifully with that ice cream.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I'm talking maybe half an hour for the cookies and maybe 45 minutes of active time for the ice cream. So it's really not that big a deal. And if you're going out for dinner, then you've probably got a little bit of time.
And I like how you also link up other people that you like. You don't like, oh, I have to have all the glory here. If you like a recipe, you'll add that link. Like Barefoot Contessa, I already like her. So there's one dessert you say.
Her it's caramel. It's a salted caramel. So, you know, if you just wanted to have homemade caramels that you put in your husband's briefcase or your wife's briefcase or your kid's backpack, they're beautiful. I make those caramels all the time. They're my go-to recipe. They're really simple and they're really tasty.
So why change something if it works?
I never change anything if it works. And my honest advice to anyone when they're making a special meal is to do what you know rather than trying a whole bunch of new stuff. If you want to try one new thing, cool. But mix it up with some things that you've already made before so that you're not panicking at
6:30. That's really true. And that's where dessert's not bad if you can add one of those things like the cookie and try something new. So
those cookies are really, really super easy and they're delicious. They're from a blog, The Spiced Life, a friend of mine online. And there's another beautiful couple of recipes, a flourless chocolate cake that's actually gluten-free from a friend of mine online.
And we were talking last week with the celiac scene, and there's a lot of people who really, you know, have a problem with this and need such recipes. So they can still get really good desserts.
Oh, all day I dream about food.com. I swear, this woman dreams about food all day long, and she comes up and makes all of it gluten-free. It's amazing. You would never know it's gluten-free looking at it, ever.
What is her main thing she's using instead of...
She uses some pretty funky sort of chemical ingredients that the gluten-free bakers out there will know what I'm talking about. I'm not even going to try and pronounce them. but they're not all-purpose flour. Let's just say that.
Leave it.
you're going into a specialty food market and probably spending a bit of money to get the ingredients. But that means you can eat whatever you want.
And, you know, Valentine's Day, you know, it's not just for couples. You know, a lot of people that don't have a partner, you know, you have good friends. Even with yourself, I like to decorate and watch a movie. Like, even when I was single, like, I think it's a day to any occasions worth celebrating.
Well, I think it's a wonderful day to celebrate love. We see so much hate and so much, especially right now on the news, there's so much bad news that... You know, I'm not really a Hallmark holiday kind of girl, but if we're going to talk about love and happiness, then I think it's a nice way to spend a day.
Absolutely. And if you don't have someone like, you know, young people that don't have a boyfriend yet or something, get together with your friends and enjoy this part of your life.
I wish I'd listened to my mother when she said to me when I was 15, don't get a boyfriend, because I think I would have had more fun if I'd not had a boyfriend. But anyway,
I digress.
That's a long story, and I digress on Valentine's Day.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about a meal, too, maybe steak and lobster, some of these things that people traditionally have for that day, and your best tips on how to cook a lobster.
Oh, gosh.
Back in a minute with Teresa.
Hey, it's Ryan Price. It won't quite be the speech from the throne, but on the next show, we'll tell you what the premier had to say in her speech from a Vancouver radio station.
Afternoons with Ryan Price on CFAX 1070.
Hey, how about golf this week?
Sure, it's Victoria after all, and Highland Pacific stays dry all year round.
You play all year round?
Of course. They have a heated and covered range, and last year the ball was bouncing down the fairway right through the season.
Highland Pacific. How about Saturday?
Sounds good. And keep those clubs handy for next weekend, too.
Covered range, heated comfort, balls that bounce down the fairway. Enjoy year-round play at Highland Pacific Golf, just behind Vic General. Reserve a tee time today at 478-GOLF or book online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Parker from Cruise Experts Travel, and I invite you to join me as I host a 12-night AMA Waterways River Cruise on board Amadagio. As we experience France and its legendary wine-growing regions such as Beaujolais and Côte d'Aron from September 17th to 28th. Ship is sold out, and we only have 3 staterooms left. Call me for more information on our exclusive departure. 250-384-8100. Cruise Experts Travel, your island connection. 250-384-8100.
Many things have changed, but McCall Brothers funeral directors know people still need to gather and support each other when a death occurs. That's why they've kept with the times and have updated their reception center. Designed to honor and celebrate life, the center is fully catered, can accommodate small or large gatherings, and has ample parking. All arrangements can be made at McCall's Downtown or McCall's West Shore, Jacqueline at Souk Road. McCall's Reception Center, helping to honor and celebrate a life. Visit McCallBros.com.
Got a lot on your plate? Reports for work, kids to pick up, house to clean, the list never ends. Bring Vitality home with VitaHouse. To gain some mental clarity, increase physical endurance, or enhance immunity, the VitaHouse Pure line can help. Made from 100% pure water-soluble herbal extracts, VitaHouse products provide you with the finest time-tested remedies from the East to help bring vitality back into your life. Visit VitaHouseUSA.com and tune in to Talk to the Experts this Saturday from 3 to 4 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Chef Teresa Carl Sanders from Island Vittles, and we're talking about some sweet treats. But now, Emil, I know you cook great steaks. And
Steak's a big one for Valentine's Day always.
Yeah. So what kind of steak would you get?
I'd probably get a ribeye. If it was me cooking for my husband, I would get a ribeye. If it was someone asking me what they should cook for their girlfriend or for their wife, probably be something... I like a good ribeye too, or a porterhouse, something from the middle of the animal that's got some good flavor to it. A tenderloin, which is normally, you know, one of the more traditional choices when everybody thinks of a fine cut of meat. And it's lovely. It's got great buttery, soft tenderness. Doesn't have a lot of flavor though, mm-hmm. if you stop and taste it. So that's why I prefer a ribeye. It's right from literally the middle of the eye of the rib. And it's got a bit of muscle movement when the cow moves. That muscle actually moves, so it develops some flavor. The more the muscle moves, the more flavor there is in the meat.
Mm, I mustn't have much flavor. Hello. Bernaise sauce, do you add stuff like that? Or are you a big saucier?
Bernaise. I'm not a big fan of Hollandaise, but Bernaise, which is a variation on Hollandaise, is one of my favorite sauces. And I had a French saucier teach me how to make that once. Mm. And it's lovely. It's a Hollandaise with a little bit of... tarragon in it is a basic definition of Bernaise. And it goes really nicely with both lobster and other seafood as well as steak.
We're talking about the lobster, and you had some funny tales about lobsters that wouldn't
poor old lobster.
Die.
Yes, lobsters that died in big restaurants. Poor old things.
So maybe buy it when it's already gone on to its maker. And how
or
do you
maybe
cook
buy it from the tank and then maybe ask if the fishmonger will dress it for you, meaning kill it and give you the tail. And you don't want to do that any more than you want to buy that the day that you're going to cook it. Don't want it to sit in the fridge.
Okay. And not everybody knows how to cook a huge lobster or eat all the parts. So if you're just buying a tail and you're making the steak and you're doing your timing, you get the steak, would you be putting that in the oven or on the stovetop?
It depends on how thick it is, but you always start a steak on the stovetop or on the barbecue, and then if it's a very thick steak, you might want to finish it in the oven just because otherwise you'll get it burnt on the outside.
Okay, so you got that going. You got your boiling water. How long would that lobster...
That lobster's going to take, 2 minutes.
Oh, not long at all.
No, not very long at all. Maybe 3 minutes. Another really nice way, I was just thinking over the commercial of how to... A really nice way of doing it. A butter poached... If you want to do something really nice, a butter poached tail...
Ooh.
Would be really good. So you're going to buy yourself a pound of butter, and you're going to ask the fishmonger to either shell the tail for you, or you can poach it in the shell, and literally heat that butter up until it's almost boiling, and then poach the lobster in the
butter. So it's going to simmer a little bit longer.
Simmers a little bit, and it doesn't take much longer, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. And it's not a buttery, ooey-gooey mess when it comes out. It's just, it's when you pull it out, you kind of mop it on some paper toweling a little bit, and it's just a really nice flavor.
Sort of like poached salmon. It's just a lovely flavor.
Yeah, there's in some butter poaching is a really popular technique right now. It adds a lot of flavor, and it is high in calories, but it's not like smearing the thing with butter, if you know what I mean. And
unless you're Paula
Deen. Because you're not going to sit and then eat that pound of butter out of the pot, I would hope.
Well,
I've been known to do stranger things than that.
So. That's funny. And Caesar salad, that's another, garlic mashed potatoes, Caesar salad, these sort of things. Do you have a dressing that you special
I do.
Caesar
I
dressing?
Actually have a really nice Caesar dressing. It's about as old school as you can get, and it's on my website, islandvittles.com. It was taught to me by the very first chef I taught under. Actually, it was one of the first things he ever taught me how to make. And it's a lovely recipe using a raw egg yolk. So that's a traditional Caesar, and it looks a little bit different than the creamy Caesars that you'll buy in the bottle. But
our friend Dave Rossi is a great chef, and he does his own homemade dressing. It's such a difference from a bottled dressing. It makes a huge difference.
And if you don't want to use an egg yolk because either you're out of eggs or you don't like raw eggs, like pregnant women shouldn't really be using that dressing. I've had great success with a roasted head of garlic in place of that egg, which gives it, so you still use a bit of raw garlic in the dressing, but the roasted garlic acts like the egg and it emulsifies and holds everything together, and it gives it a nice mellow flavor.
We were in Mexico, and years ago I got sick in Mexico, and wanted to go back, but now we go a lot and I love it. And we were there over Christmas, and the guy made a Caesar salad and the first thing, a couple of eggs. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And my daughter's eyes were like, oh, I had a few bites. And she ate hers and didn't, you know, we're still here. So, but it was a bit funky. Mexico and raw eggs, it was like, wow.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I'm not scared of eggs. I'm scared of some things, food safety-wise. Eggs aren't one of them.
Put those together, though. That's...
But Mexican eggs, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that.
But the food was great where we went, and it was fine. But, you know, the old school Caesar salads, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, when they used to make it in front of
me. And they come to the table. They are fabulous, right? And they're always an egg.
And it's always an egg or, yeah, I find I get the white out of there because it's a bit slimy. But if you just use the egg yolk, it's quite nice.
Yeah, what you see won't hurt you.
I eat a lot of raw eggs, I'll be honest with you. I eat a lot because we eat a lot of Caesar salad. And I've never had a problem.
No. There you go. Nope. And now your new blog. Well, it's not that new anymore.
It's about 3.5 months old, and it's already bigger than Island Vittles, which is, shows you what happens when you have a bit of a niche. So just to tell everybody out there, it's called OutlanderKitchen.com. And if you've ever read any Diana Gabaldon books, you'll recognize the name.
And many, many, many have.
Many,
it's a series.
Apparently 45 million of us have bought her books. So there's quite a few of us out there.
How many in the series now? There's
7 and another one coming.
You know all the inside scoop.
I know a little bit too much.
So did you fall in love with the series and come up with this idea?
I fell in love with the series years and years and years ago, when I was a really stressed out middle manager and quite a different person than I am now. And I actually credit those books to helping me escape the stress that I was under at the time and giving me a wider vision of the world and looking and seeing, well, if Claire can travel back 200 years in time, maybe I can do something different too.
And books can do that for you, get you out
They can. They can get you, yeah. Yeah, and it's so wonderful, just to be cheesy for a moment, to see all these kids reading from Harry Potter and all the new stuff, Hunger Games. It's so wonderful to see literature back out there because my mom read to me from an early age, and I credit her for my love of books.
Hudson still reads out loud to us sometimes. There's nothing better than someone reading to you.
No, there isn't.
It's
is
so,
there?
It's so
wonderful.
Soothing.
I
then
get hard to do it with his accent
half the book,
sometimes,
but,
too.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
Oh, I bet. Now, Diane, what is the author?
Diana
name?
Gabaldon is her
Gabaldon.
Name.
Gabaldon. And so you contacted her and she like got right back to you. And now you have this relationship. Like, would you
Well,
ever...
I wouldn't say that we're BFFs or anything.
Well,
but she, I email her and she emails me back.
Exactly.
So, that's pretty good. And I think she's really pleased with how it's going. We're certainly having, it's not a G-rated site. It's more, it's not X-rated either, but it's a bit risque. And if you've ever read her books, you'll know that she, it's not romance, but there is some romance in there. And we've been having a lot of fun with everything from slippery nipples to salted chocolate pretzel balls.
So you'll have to go to the site for an explanation.
I think you have to go to the site. I'm not going to go
and
any further
And there's pictures
than
too. And you did this drink that was in the book.
It's based on a character who has pierced nipples. Yeah.
Right. And you I know it's hilarious. And you get this stuff and then you do food and drinks and whatever that goes with it. And
yeah,
it's
and
so
we were,
creative. And the picture you were saying that you did with the drink is so creative. It took you like 4 or 5 hours to shoot this
thing. It took me 3 hours and not because I was drinking, but just because the light was really bad that day. And I don't have a lot of complicated photography equipment. So everything I do gets done. Here's the secret from Island Vittles. All the pictures you see are done in my bedroom on the bookshelf, on top of the bookshelf. And I have several different tabletop like pieces that I just put on top of the bookshelf.
That's hilarious.
And I have scraps of fabric that act as napkins. All food bloggers do this. And we go to thrift stores and buy old looking goblets and things like that.
So here you think it's just elegant. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no. Everyone thinks, oh, Howard must sit down to these candlelit dinners every night. And no, Howard comes and collects his dinner off the tray in the bedroom after I've photographed it. And nobody touches anything until I've finished the
picture. No one touches those slippery nipples.
Oh, the yeah. Well, we did break
now,
halfway
this is a
through.
Drink. Now tell everybody what's in this
drink. It's a Sambuca on the bottom and Bailey's Irish cream on top. And the Bailey's floats. So if
you pour it like over a spoon.
You pour it down the spoon. Yeah, any bartender can do it. And it floats on top and it looks an awful lot like a nipple sitting right on top of that Sambuca. I've also been told butterscotch schnapps makes a really nice base. So butterscotch schnapps and Bailey's Irish cream on top for a nipple. And then I floated a blueberry on top because I'm really far, far younger, mature-wise, than my 42 years. So, yes, and that got a, I think from Diana, that got an, a tweet back that was something like, with a grin on the end. So that's good.
I think it's great. And Island Vittles, if you go to islandvittles.com, you'll see the recipes for the, well, lots of different recipes, but the ones for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And then you'll also can link up to your other.
Yeah, I try and link them back and forth. So every once in a while, there's a link back and forth. But it's islandvittles.com. Or OutlanderKitchen.com.
And some of those recipes are on there, and they're really funny and
And they're actually really tasty, too.
And good. I saw the Nutella.
The Nutella the salted chocolate pretzel balls.
That looks delicious.
They're really good. And they have a funny story. They're based on a character, too, and I'll leave it at that.
If you want to get the info, you can check in with
Teresa. I think
Teresa.
I'm just going to send you directly to the blog for that one. I can feel my cheeks turning bright red already.
I think you're so creative. What's new? What's coming up for the spring
For you? What's coming up? More Outlander Kitchen. I kind of have dived right into that, and we're really trying to get a cookbook made out of that, and we'd really like to do that. So we're going to keep pushing forward. And if you're on Facebook at all, we have a great time on Facebook at both Island Vittles. As well as Outlander Kitchen. You can search for either of those on Facebook. And I've got a big community, and we have a laugh every day. We talk about whiskey on Outlander Kitchen, and we talk about local food on Island Vittles. It's great fun.
That's fun. And real estate, how's that going on the island?
Well, I think it's going to pick up a little bit. It's been slow over the winter. Pender Island, and my husband Howard is Howard Sanders is a real estate agent over there, if anyone wants an island home. And there's lots of stuff for sale.
It's a good time to buy.
And
interest rates are low.
And there's some really nice waterfront that's going for, I actually can't believe.
It's unbelievable, right, when you think about
past
times when waterfront, it wasn't even accessible.
So if you've got the opportunity to do it now when other people are maybe a bit tighter, there's lots of
room. There's the ultimate Valentine's Day gift, right?
Oh, my
goodness. Get a hold of Howard.
I feel like I'm on an Audi ad right now. Somebody's going to drive up with a brand new Audi for me in my new house. All on Valentine's Day.
Oh, now you are dreaming.
I think I am. I think I'll just stick with the ice cream.
Okay. Well, it's great talking to you again.
It's fun. Thank you very much for having me.
I love all your ideas. You make cooking and all the adventures of life seem real for everybody.
Oh, thank you.
And doable.
That's really kind. Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to you're going to stay around, aren't you?
Sure. I'll stay around.
Excellent. Betty French from Investors Group about best ways to save taxes.
Oh.
Today, got some old jewelry lying around? Bring it to Old and Gold and exchange it for cash. For your old gold and silver, they'll beat any price in town. Old and Gold at Fort and Douglas, online at goldvictoria.com. Need some cash today? Got some gold DVDs, bikes, cameras, video games, tools, you know, stuff lying around? Bring it to Barclays and exchange it for cash. You'll see why they're the Pawn Stars of Victoria. Barclays Exchange in Chinatown, 516 Fiskard, 381-2121.
Live from Madison Square Garden in New York.
That's the way it is.
Here we go.
2,000 competitors.
What a great lineup.
She's going for best in show tonight.
All champions in their own right.
And that's the way they're going to finish.
But only one will be crowned top dog.
Wow, what a wonderful win.
An Animal Planet special presentation. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Live coverage begins Monday at 5. Only on Animal Planet.
Best in show is...
Call your TV provider to subscribe.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's still overcast downtown and still at 8 degrees currently. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. The Chinese government is lending a pair of giant pandas to Canada for the next decade. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says it's an important deal and not just for Canadians who will get to see them.
Besides being an obvious gesture of friendship, the length of that loan indicates the degree of commitment that the Chinese really do have and the optimism they have for the relationship going forward.
The male and female pandas will spend 5 years each at the Toronto and Calgary zoos at a cost of over $1 million a year. Zoo officials say they'll recoup the funds by increased visitors. A night of drinking ended in death for a 50-year-old man on the mainland in Fort Langley. RCMP Staff Sergeant Kevin Wass says the man was hit by a train shortly before 2 o'clock this morning after wandering his way onto the tracks.
The investigation revealed the male was struck by the westbound train when he inadvertently stood in its path. The male had been drinking with friends throughout the night. CN Rail and BC Coroner's Office are involved in investigation as well.
The man's name has not been released. Protesters have gathered in several European cities to voice anger at an international copyright treaty that they fear will lead to censorship on the internet. Several European countries have signed the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, but ratification remains in question. Strong opposition to the treaty emerged in Poland last month and is now spreading across Europe. And the government and rebels in Syria are blaming each other for suicide bombings yesterday that killed at least 28. The BBC's Jim Muir in neighboring Lebanon has the story.
The government says it was terrorists and implies it's just part of the uprising, which they are blaming now completely on terrorist armed gangs. But activists are saying basically the regime itself manipulated and staged these attacks precisely in order to discredit the uprising as a whole.
For 11 months now, the Syrian government has been trying to suppress an uprising in which the UN says more than 5,400 people have died. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Fraser residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon, our prize will build up to $62 cash. And CFAX 1070 weather now cloudy today. A 60% chance of showers both during the afternoon and the evening tonight. High of 9 degrees during the day. Expected to dip down to 4 degrees overnight. And tomorrow, looking pretty wet. Showers forecasted for all day Sunday with a high of 9 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Straight Talk, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to be with you. Our second half of the show, Valentine's Day is approaching, so we're going to be talking a bit about that on the show. If you ever want to get a hold of me, you can always contact me lifestylewithpattymack.com. With me in the studio is Chef Teresa Carl Sanders from Island Vittles. On the phone, we have Betty French, who is with Investors Group. How are you, Betty?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
Good. Very good. Good to talk to you. Haven't talked to you for a while, but it's an important time of year to talk because tax season is around the corner. Now, when do we have to file our taxes? When is the...
Well, the actual deadline for tax filing is April 30th in Canada.
April 30th.
Yeah, but this year you need to know that RRSP contributions have got to be in by Wednesday, February 29th, because it's leap year. Usually we can go to March 1st, but this year it is February 29th.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Now, RRSPs, is there a point where you have too many?
Well, you know, it's very individual RFPs and how much is too much. Because, you know, every dollar you put in, while the government gives you money back, when you draw that out as a RIF or a retirement income fund, you know, you have to start paying tax back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government doesn't give anybody a free ride.
Yeah.
So, you know, it depends on a number of things. If you have a government-sponsored pension plan or any kind of a pension plan, you may want to not be so inclined to put so much into RFPs because you have to think at retirement how much is going to be taxed, you know, what the sources of income are going to be that are going to be taxed.
Right. And TFSAs, now these are 3 years old now?
Yeah, tax-free savings accounts are now 4 years old. They started in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And this, as far as I'm concerned, is the gift the government of Canada has given to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really terrific thing because everybody can put into it from the age of 18 onwards. And there's no time limit as to when you have to take them out. And the best part of it is when you go to use the money at any time in the future, you pay absolutely no tax at all on it.
But you can only put in how much a year?
You're allowed to put in $5,000 a year, and that's cumulative. So if you haven't put any money into it in 2009, 10, 11, this year you could put in up to $20,000 in.
And
so
the
it's
idea
a really
isn't,
sweet deal.
The idea isn't to spend it, you know, it's a savings thing, but you shouldn't think of it as something you're going to take out all the time either, even though it is sort of locked in.
Well, Well, it isn't really locked in. You can use it as much as you want, take money, put money in, take money out. But the thing you need to remember is, in order to actually save the tax on it, the longer you have it invested, the more income or the more earnings it'll have. That's where you're going to get your biggest tax bite, is where tax bang is when the fact you're not having to take the money out with any tax payable. So unlike, you know, a savings account where you put money in, take money out, it's not going to earn you an awful lot. So you're not going to save a lot of tax on that. But if you put something in and think of this as a long-term investment like your RRSP, you will have a better tax bang at the end because you won't pay any tax on the earnings.
And Betty, with, you know, proposed possible higher age now for pension,
That's
67
right.
It could be, and who even knows, we really do need to be prepared ourselves to take care of ourselves in case everything goes, you know,
sideways. Well, and the reality of it is, OAS has always been a gift from the Government of Canada. That's not something we've contributed to. So I always knew and I've always thought that any changes that were going to be made to the pension legislation in Canada, the old age security was the one that was going to be hit. And, you know, as it is right now, it is means tested. And so, you know, if you make too much money in retirement, you get a lot of that clawed back. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, by using the tax-free savings account or an RRSP, at least you're, you know, saving some tax. If not all.
And Betty, at different times in your life, you know, if you're a young person starting out 20, 25
yep.
with a savings thing, you're going to have a different risk tolerance. If you're in the middle years, what kind of things are you wanting to look at with your investments and where you put them?
Well, again, you want to look at, you know, what your time horizon is, you know, for if you're middle-aged, a lot of people...
Middle-aged now is 75, by the way. Okay.
I understand that.
Just let's make that clear.
If you're looking in your 50s and 60s, you still want to be somewhat prudent, especially what's going on, you know, in the market. You also want to take a look at what the use of the money may be. With an RSP, it's pretty cut and dried. Most people want to save it, use it for retirement. TSFAs, or tax-free savings accounts, are something that they can use any time. So again, it depends on time horizons to the type of investments you may want to look at. I personally use for a tax-free savings account, for example, I find a really good solid dividend fund is really good because it pays income in three ways, through income of the interest, through dividends or the profits the companies make, and then also through the growth of the companies.
And if you have dividends and you're paying those on your taxes then too when you get paid out?
I'm sorry?
You get dividends, so a monthly or a yearly?
Dividends are paid on a quarterly basis, generally speaking, sometimes monthly, depending. But in the tax-free savings account, you pay no tax on any of that.
Oh, okay.
And that's why it's such a really nice investment to use for the tax-free savings account.
Very good tip there, Betty.
Yeah.
Now, what other tax tips do you have? Because no one wants to pay more than they have to. What kind of things or deductions are we forgetting about that we should be aware of?
Well, for seniors, mostly is the disability tax credit. You know, for people that do have some problems with mobility, particularly is the biggest thing. Those sort of things. You can actually get a form filled out and signed by your doctor to help you with regards to saving some tax on the disability tax credit.
Now, if you have that and you were disabled for years before, can that take effect, or is it just from the year of your taxes?
No, absolutely. I believe you can go back 5 years, I believe, is the, again, I'm not the tax guy, but, you know, it gives you an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is, too, that disability tax credit isn't just for seniors. It's for anybody that does have some problems through mobility or, you know, sight, hearing, all sorts of different things.
That's a really big one.
It is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do we have? Income splitting. What's that all about?
Well, income splitting, again, is looking for people that are sort of going into retirement where you can actually income split your pension plans now. And how that is done, you should talk to your tax professional whether or not that makes sense or how much you should be doing. You can do up to 50% to your spouse. But again, that sort of has to be looked at on an individual basis. So there's that.
And Betty, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, they can get hold of me through Investors Group, and my phone number there is 250-727-9191, or they could probably get a hold of you, Patty, and you could, you know, get a hold of me.
You
know
bet.
How to get a hold of me through my email.
You bet. And Betty, it's always great talking to you. Thanks for those tips, because that's a big Valentine's for all of us, is to make sure
great.
We take
Thanks
care
for
of ourselves.
Thanks putting me on with the Valentine's show. That is fabulous.
Well, you got to stick in the stuff that people don't want to hear about, you know, oh, retirement money. But it's the most important thing, right?
I know.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you, Betty.
I'm a sexy one today.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk to Melissa McCormick and talk about fashion.
You don't just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Now you can enjoy the look and feel of marble and granite at almost half the price with revolutionary True Stone from Island Marble. If your 20-year-old bathroom makes you cringe, visit islandmarble.bc.ca. Their expert installers can transform any space into your own personal oasis. Impervious to mold, mildew, bacteria, and water, ask for True Stone at Island Marble, 6829 Van Ness Road off Keating Crossroad, and at islandmarble.bc.ca.
Many things have changed, but McCall Brothers Funeral Directors know people still need to gather and support each other when a death occurs. That's why they've kept with the times and have updated their reception center. Designed to honor and celebrate life, the center is fully catered, can accommodate small or large gatherings, and has ample parking. All arrangements can be made at McCall's Downtown or McCall's West Shore, Jacqueline at Souk Road. McCall's Reception Center, helping to honor and celebrate a life. Visit McCallBros.com.
CFAX 1070 is your home for Vancouver Canucks hockey.
Tonight, it's another Northwest showdown as the Canucks close their four-game road trip in Calgary. Canucks and the Flames, play-by-play at 7. Join me, John Shorthouse, along with Dave Tomlinson, right here on CFAX 1070.
Vancouver Canucks hockey. CFAX 1070 has all the action. Catch every Canuck game all season right here on Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back. We have Lisa Smith from London Drugs on the phone. How are you, Lisa?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm great. And in the studio is Teresa Carl Sanders, our chef from Island Business. Now, we've been talking about lots of things in the show, but Valentine's Day, of course, is our predominant theme because that's coming up on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I can't forget. I'm always making something last minute, like a card right out of nothing. It's like pathetic. My husband's got all this stuff for me, and I'm like,
well,
let me see. Can I find a ball of old, you know, something? And
paper doily? Yeah. Piece of red construction paper?
Now, Lisa, you've got all kinds of great ideas now at London Drugs. Now, you were at the, you used to be at Quadra, now you're down on Yates Street.
Yates Street, yes.
And you're down there today, and you've got all kinds of perfumes, and that's always a big one that people want to get.
Yes, and what we do, we have men's and ladies' top designer fragrances and sets on special. Just to name a few, we have Katy Perry. It's a new launch. One of them is called Meow, and the other one is Pure, right? And Vera Wang, Calvin Klein, all the fragrances, they carry Euphoria. Eternity, a new one called Sugar. Lola, Chanel, and all the Juicy Couture's, and many more.
How come all these stars have their own fragrance lines?
Well, I guess they're not doing too well in the movie industry for a while because it's huge money.
It must be because all of them have one. And do they sell well when they have a name attached to them?
They do. The initial launch is huge. Like Katy Perry, actually, her new fragrance is beautiful. It's quite, one of them is very fresh and light. The other one's very romantic, kind of a sexy scent. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. But the other thing, too, that I was going to talk about, which usually I let the consumers know when they come in, is layering fragrances so that the fragrance will last a lot longer. Your best way to go is you body scrub first, use the body lotion along with that fragrance, and then spray the fragrance. And what happens is you have much longer wear of the fragrance, and then you get the true scent.
And I don't hear so much about that. Back in the day when I worked at London Drugs and Cosmetics, that was the thing, right? You buy the body lotion, all the products, and kind of layer them after your shower, and then it does really stay, because lots of times the perfume, they don't last that long.
And it also, it's great to, we as women, you know, we need to, and men too, we need to use body lotion. We need to keep our skin supple because we don't want those lines to appear.
God forbid. Hey, you got some interesting stuff too on these serums. Now, you were saying that some of these serums now are making it possible to kind of postpone any other things you might be thinking about doing on your face because they help with the aging process?
Absolutely. Lancôme has a new one out called Genifique. You will see visible difference within 7 days. It's been huge for us, actually. We've had women who have gone to have, we're thinking about having cosmetics done, and have gone to this serum, and even I can see huge results.
Wow. And what is a serum then exactly?
cream is, it's just, it's a lighter weight. It's in between a lotion and a cream, so it absorbs a lot deeper into the skin. But the key, again, is using a scrub first so that you will, you know, be able to get the full benefit of the product. They also have a new one out by Lancôme called Visionaire. Within 4 weeks, it's taken them years to develop this product. It's an anti-spot, anti-wrinkle, eye. It does everything all in one.
Do we live in a good time, Teresa? We can just, like...
It's magical.
It's magical.
It's really true. I'm telling you. I mean, men, it's huge with men.
Is that right? Men are really buying the stuff now?
Oh, yeah. And it's nice to see that. I always say to them, you know, I'm really pleased when I see men come in because they're really taking care of their skin. And why shouldn't they, too?
Absolutely. And you've also got lots of fragrances for men.
Yes. We have some great specials on men's sets. And also we have a gift with purchase going on today.
Ooh.
And it's a heart-shaped box chocolates. It's Ferrero Rocher and Lindt. And I need everybody to hurry down here because I can't stop eating them.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. They are the best, aren't they?
Well, they just melt.
Ooh.
Yep. So we
Do you ever
that.
Buy stuff like that, Teresa?
Occasionally, maybe.
Who
in a
can
week,
resist?
In a weak moment, maybe.
Well, it's nice to do something different. And women always say they wish their husbands would come in and, you know, choose a fragrance that they like.
Right. And, you know, some of them can be pretty heavy. Like, there's nothing worse than someone wearing so much stuff that it kind of, you know, is overwhelming. I like some of these sort of pretty floral scents.
Well, Lancôme Trésor in Love is a new one that they've just launched. And there's three notes. You have your top, your heart, and the bottom note whenever you're spraying on fragrance. And the key is you have to wait to that warm down. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes for the true fragrance to come through. But Trésor in Love is light and fresh. And a lot of times I realize in places you can't wear fragrances. But there's body lotions that have, like, Biotherm. They have one that has lemon, lime, orange, and grapefruit peel. Lancôme has Eau de Lancôme. It's lemon, lime. It's fresh.
So you can get nice fragrances, and you don't have to wear a perfume necessarily.
Exactly, exactly. But there's, you know, women are going back, actually, and men. And fragrances, I've noticed it's really building back again.
And a lot of drugs is huge for cosmetics, too. I mean, you have a huge variety of different makeup lines and products that you carry.
Absolutely. Lancôme, Shiseido, Biotherm, Clarins. We actually have a line also, Aven, which is in the south of France. It's a full treatment line, and it's paraben fragrance free. It's excellent for, like, women who suffer from, like, redness, rosacea, psoriasis, eczema. It's huge for us.
And there's a lot of people that have rosacea and problems.
You know
they
what?
Can cover it,
it
up, but it's pretty prevalent.
It absolutely. In the last year and a half or so, it's huge. I would say 9 out of 10 consumers that come into the department have rosacea.
And what do you think about products that have, is it retinol or A?
Oh, I love retinol.
Yeah, what does that do?
Retinol A. It helps with dark spots. Excellent for anti-wrinkle. Brings back that dewy finish, that healthy look to the skin.
Dewy finish. I wish they had that in a bottle. Dewy finish, you just spray it.
Oh, yeah. But the key is when you're using retinol A, you cannot go anywhere near the sun because sun seems to, it grabs it and it can cause dark spots. So it's best to use in the evening or use a 60 sunblock if you're wearing it during the day.
So once you start with that, then you're kind of stuck.
Absolutely, but you'll notice visible difference.
Wow. Do you use stuff like that? Because you look pretty good, Lisa.
I've been using retinol A for the last 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it make your skin, like, peel, though? I've heard.
No, it doesn't peel your skin. It doesn't. It's absolutely nothing like that. It doesn't take away any layers. Well, that's why I'm saying, because our skin works on a 28-day cycle. It's very healthy at the basal layer. As each day goes by, it becomes flatter and flatter, and that's why women will have, like, dehydration, lines, fine lines, is because they're not removing that cellular buildup. They do have creams that have glycolic acid, and using a scrub also will help with removing that.
Otherwise, so we're just like snakes. We need to shed a little bit of our
it's
skin.
It's true, though, because women, you're just wasting your money if you're not removing the top layer.
Well, that's a good tip. And if people want to get a hold of you there, Lisa, and come down and get some fragrance or some gift ideas for their sweetheart, how do they do that?
Absolutely. Just come on into the department. We're here waiting for, it's been a busy day, which is great. So just come down to on Yates Street, Yates in Vancouver.
And come and see Lisa Smith and her crew.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, happy Valentine's Day to you and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Back in a minute with Mel.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Rogers White Granulated Sugar, 4-kilo bag. Card price just $4.49 each, limit of one. Or assorted Peak Freens or Dad's Cookies, 350-gram packs, card price two for $5. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Building, renovating, or just redecorating? Visit Pacific Fireplace for the largest selection of electric fireplaces by Dimplex. Pacific Fireplace, your electric fireplace store, 2189 Keating Cross Road. Install an electric fireplace for a fraction of the cost of a gas fireplace. Visit Pacific Fireplace for the largest selection of electric fireplaces by Dimplex. Pacific Fireplace, your electric fireplace store, 2189 Keating Cross Road.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
What does farmer focus mean to you? Growing up in Colombia, I realized big changes for farmers are best achieved through direct fair trade. My name is Hugo Cito. I live in Victoria and I co-founded Level Ground in 1997. When you see a photo of a farmer on our package, I know that farmer. I took their photo. This year, we will purchase the harvest of about 5,000 small-scale farming families in 8 countries. That's what farmer focus means to me.
I'm Susan from Legion Manor, Victoria, where your comfort is our goal. You'll enjoy the friendly, home-like atmosphere, caring staff members, and spacious pet-friendly suites, providing 2 delicious daily meals, weekly housekeeping, and a variety of recreational opportunities. Legion Manor has all you need to maintain your carefree lifestyle. Legion Manor offers comfortable, quality accommodation for all seniors 55+, and is a great place to call home. To arrange a tour, call 652-3261 or visit legionmanorvictoria.com.
We are back talking Valentine's Day. We were just talking about some makeup. Now we're going to talk about some fashion. I'm in the studio with Chef Teresa Carl Sanders from Island Vittles. On the phone, I have Melissa McCormick. She's with Cleo's and Ricky's, and she's a regional visual specialist. Is that right?
You got it.
Wow, what a title. That sounds like fun.
Oh, it is. I get to travel and make stores look pretty.
Wow. And they do look great. I was looking on the website, too. A lot of the pieces that are put together to sort of give us that idea, because sometimes you don't know really what scarf, what top, what goes with what. For Valentine's Day, a lot of red, I guess, or is that too cliche?
No, you are seeing red in the stores, and a lot of prints, actually, because color is definitely the theme for this spring. So you'll see a lot of colors combined, prints combined, and it's a really fun season to try and put things together.
And skirts and things like that, are they on their way back to, like, a lot of sort of feminine, you know, some a skirt and then maybe a T-shirt with it, sort of mixing up the styles a bit?
They are. You will start to see a lot of skirts in stores, a lot of knee-length skirts, and then some that are a little bit shorter in the front, so just above the knee and a tad longer in the back.
Mm. Now, for Valentine's Day, what kind of things can we put together if we already have a few pieces? What can we kind of add to that? Like, are there scarves, jewelry? What can we, you know, if we have a nice top we want to add something to, what are some pieces we can add?
There are tons of scarves out this season, and the nice thing about this year is that you get to mix your prints together. So if you already have a top that has a bit of a pattern to it, feel free to mix and match with a floral print, a stripe. Lots of different color combinations work really well together this year.
And how do you know if you're kind of going overboard with all this? You know, because, you know, some people are really good at doing this kind of matchy stuff or not matchy stuff, but, you know, you don't want to look too silly. So what kind of prints go with what?
Well, if you're a little bit cautious about which ones you can do together, there are lots of great inspiration pictures online on both websites. Mm-hmm. But to keep it simple, there are lots of stripe combinations with a small floral print. So you want to make sure that you don't have two really busy prints and maybe keep your second piece to only 2 colors.
Okay. And this boho look, is that still kind of in or is that on its way out, this sort of, you know,
no,
loosey-goosey?
You do see a lot of inspiration, especially in blouses this spring, because there's a lot of chiffon and really lightweight fabric. So they do float away from the body, but still really flattering because they do tend to hide everything underneath.
I need a lot of floating.
Yes.
Floating's good.
I call it camouflage.
Camouflage. And that's true, Melissa, right? Like, to know kind of, you know, to ask salespeople for help, to know, I have my friend Debbie, but to know what kind of looks good and what areas you need to sort of tone down a bit.
Well, if you try and balance out a figure, it's usually the best way to go about it. So if you are a little bit heavier on the bottom, to do a looser fitting pant and a little bit more structured top to still show off a waistline. If you're heavier on the top, to do something light that skims away from the body and pair it with a slimmer fitting pant.
Yeah, if you've got the big top and the the pooch and all that you need, like a smock. You don't sell smocks, though, do you? Yeah, my mom's day, they called them. Remember those, Teresa? House
moo-moos,
dresses?
I think they called them.
Moo-moos. Yeah, no moo-moos. Because that's sort of the wrong thing, right, Melissa? If you wear something too big, I think that's the thing. A lot of people that think they have bad areas wear something way oversized, and it really shows it more.
With fitting clothes, you really do want to look at structure. So there are some key areas to fit. For tops, you look at where the shoulder sits, because if you do have a shoulder that's sitting off onto your arm, it does give the illusion that it's too big for you. Also looking at where the bust is fitting. So for most tops, you want them to be fitted in the shoulder and at the bust and then flow from there down. With pants, you do want to fit at the waist just to the middle of the hip, and then flow from there as well, because otherwise you're right, they do look too big.
And petites too, like people think maybe that's because they're really small people, but petites can be if you have small shoulders or a small frame as well.
Yeah, and there are lots of ways to kind of hide the parts of our bodies that we don't like as well.
Yeah.
If you're narrow through the shoulder, adding a loose scarf around the neck can give the illusion of a little bit more volume up there.
Okay, and a lot of this chunky jewelry too that we're seeing.
Oh, there's some fabulous jewelry out this season. You'll see a lot of animal inspiration in jewelry. So a lot of long pendants that will have an owl or a peacock, really safari-inspired pieces that add a lot of really cool visual interest to your outfit.
What are you wearing for Valentine's Day, Melissa?
I have a fabulous floral print blouse that I'm pairing with some skinny jeans and a striped scarf.
Ooh, not that she's thought about it. High heels? What kind of heels?
A wedge heel, actually.
A wedge.
There's a lot of really great color-blocked shoes out this season, so they're really fun as well.
And that kind of saves your foot, too, right? Some of these high heels are so outrageously high. A wedge, at least, will, you know, be a little easier to walk on.
Exactly, and your feet thank you at the end of the day as well.
And now, what are you wearing for a coat with that, Melissa?
Trench, actually. I've picked up two new ones this season, and I've had a really hard time limiting to that. Lots of really great color, because color is really the big story of spring fashion this year. You'll see lots of really great bright colors, as well as some softer hues. For me, it was a neutral and yellow this year.
She must be in love, huh?
Wow.
She's yes. Thought this out. I better get some new flannels. Great talking to you. That's Melissa McCormick. She's with Cleo's and Ricky's. And we'll talk to you again, get some updates as we move on in the season. Teresa, great having you on as always.
Thank you for not making me talk about fashion.
And I know you want to say happy Valentine's Day to your love.
Happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart.
And to my love of my life, Hudson, I love you more than anything in the world. TJ, great having you as always. And you get out there, enjoy your day, enjoy your Valentine's Day. Enjoy.